This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Hello, I'm Esther Smith. How many members are in your family? What if I were to tell you there are millions in my family, all with the same loving Father? You can no doubt guess what I'm talking about. I'm a member of God's family. But what makes me a member and how did I become one? Abel will be answering such questions later, but first here's Coming Home by The Lads.
There was a day when I could say that I'll be alright, but I'm not alright today. There was a time when I could find you right by my side, but you're not here beside me now. And I don't know how I walked out that door to the stone cold world, left you waiting for me to come home. There was a day when I could say that it doesn't matter, but it matters now. There was a time when I could find a million excuses, but there's nothing for me to say except I'm away. Away from the voice that's been calling me, and I know that it's time to come home. Yeah, I'm coming home. Chase the dreams I thought that I wanted without you around, but it's all falling down. I'm left with the sound of my emptiness. Now I'm scared to give all of my life away. Still I come, I'm undone in this broken state, and I yearn for your love that I don't deserve. Now it's time for your child.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9. Here's Abel to tell us more about God's household.
It's usually fairly easy to tell whether or not you're part of a certain family. You have a certain man or a certain woman, or you have both together. If you are the child of one or the other or both, then you are a part of their immediate family. Or you may be a part of their extended family, being a cousin, nephew or niece or some such relative. You're either related to them or you're not. You're part of their family or not. Well, you know, the Bible in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 speaks of those who are members of God's household, God's family. And the thing is, you're either a part of this family or you're not. There can be no in-betweens. It's either one or the other. There can be no kind of compromise between these two opposites. You're either of the family of the world or you're the family of God. You're either an enemy of God or you are a child of God. To put it simply, you're either a Christian or you're a non-Christian. You see, the thing is, if you do have faith, if you do believe in Jesus Christ, then you are a member of his family. Ultimately, you can't really be a halfway member, being partially one of God's family, but not completely. You're either part of the family of God or you're not. Now, when it comes to biological families, being a part of a certain family means that you inherit either one or more of one particular ethnic background. You may have Indian parents, or German, or English. Maybe you are part of more than one ethnic tradition. One parent might be a Kiwi, and the other Japanese. Whatever you are, whoever you are who you are because of your biological family. But you know something? When it comes to being part of the family of God, biological ethnicity makes absolutely no difference. Mind you, not all Christians have always believed this. In fact, back in the time of the early church, around the time the New Testament and the Bible was written, many of the Christians were of the Jewish background, and they didn't always look too kindly on those who were non-Jews. But the thing is, while the church was started by people of Jewish descent, Gentiles, or non-Jews, were brought in and also made to be part of God's family. Now, this was quite important in terms of how the Jews should have viewed the Gentiles. You see, the Gentiles should not have been seen as second-class citizens. They were fellow citizens, full members of the family. Unfortunately, they were not always treated as such. They were looked down upon. Some of the Jewish Christians didn't want to have much to do with their Gentile brothers and sisters in the Lord. But they were wrong. The Gentiles had all the blessings of being a part of God's family. Their ethnic background was not important. What was important was whether or not they had been blessed with the grace of God. What was important was whether or not they had been given a faith in Jesus Christ. Now, this teaching is important in our day and age as well. There is always the sinful tendency among Christians to consider others as somehow being second-class members of the family of God, whether they base their thinking on ethnicity or even on other factors such as financial status or level of education. But all such thinking is wrong. When we are believers together, we are a part of the same family, equally part of that family. So, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 talks about how believers together are members of God's household. Something else I'd like to point out about this. This image of being members of God's household is a very personal, warm image. The thing is, God is not only ruler and king, but he is father. You know, if you were to ask people which is more important, to be a citizen of a nation or to be a member of a family, I think that most people would say that being a part of a family is more important. To be a Christian means that you are a part of God's family, the great family which has God as the Father. And Christians have all the rights of sons and daughters in this family. They have that glorious inheritance which is theirs as a part of God's family, the inheritance of eternal life, because they know that their heavenly Father will take up all his beloved sons and daughters to himself to experience perfect fellowship with him for all eternity. What a joy it is to be a part of God's household. I praise the Lord that I'm a member of God's household. But now, how is it possible to become a member of God's household? Well, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 18 tells us, "For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit." That is how anyone can be a member of God's household. That is how you can know God as your Father. Because Jesus Christ has given us access to him. Jesus Christ, because of who he is and because of all that he did by dying on the cross and rising from the dead and sitting at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. He draws all who have faith in him near to God. He does this by sending his Holy Spirit into their hearts. Jew or Gentile, it doesn't matter. They are both given access to God through the one Holy Spirit. There are not different Holy Spirits for different Christians. There is one Holy Spirit for all Christians. In Romans chapter 9, verse 25 and 26, we read, "I will call them my people who are not my people, and I will call her my loved one who is not my loved one." And it will happen in that very place where it was said to them, "You are not my people." They will be called sons of the living God. This is wonderful news. Everyone was an enemy of God, aliens and foreigners to the promises, but Jesus Christ has made it possible to have access to the Father. He has brought his beloved followers near, that they might be a part of the household of God, that they might be loved of God. My friends, do you know this joy? Do you know what it means to be one of God's children? I pray that you do. I pray that God may work in your heart, that you may know what it means to be loved by him. Repent of your sins, believe in Jesus Christ, and you can know what it means to be a member of God's household.
That was Abel Landers reading edited material written by Reverend Jim Klasinger. If you've ever played Chinese Whispers, you'll know how easily information can be corrupted. Why is it so important for the Christian church to have a correct account of the information recorded in the Bible? Please join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. to hear the answer to this question. From the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.